In a world where the smartphone in your pocket has 100,000 times more processing power than the Apollo 11 spacecraft, standing still is no longer an option. We're experiencing the greatest velocity of change in human history, and it's only accelerating. The job you have today will be fundamentally different within 18 to 24 months, if it exists at all. As IBM's CEO noted, AI will change 100% of jobs within the next 5 to 10 years. This isn't just another business cycle. It's a fundamental shift in how we work, learn, and define ourselves. The most profound insight? The slowest rate of change we'll experience for the rest of our lives is happening right now. The question isn't whether change will come, but how we'll respond when it does. Three interconnected forces are reshaping our world at exponential speed. Technological climate change follows Moore's law, with computing power doubling approximately every 2 years for over 5 decades. While previous generations absorbed technology shifts across a lifetime, today's workers face multiple disruptions within a single career. Environmental climate change is accelerating faster than any time in the past 7,000 years, with the World Bank predicting 143 million climate migrants fleeing devastated regions. Market climate change reflects how digital commerce moves at light speed across borders. Facebook, YouTube, and WhatsApp built populations larger than most countries in under 4 years rather than centuries. Digital platforms scale at unprecedented rates. Airbnb listed 2,000 accommodations in Cuba within 3 months of the U.S. embassy opening, while Uber reached 1 million riders in Shanghai in less than 2 weeks. The gap between human adaptation, linear, and technological change, exponential, continues to widen, creating both tremendous opportunity and profound disruption. What do you want to be when you grow up? This seemingly innocent question has become a dangerous trap in a world where the average skill has a half-life of just 3 to 5 years. When we define ourselves by occupation, lawyer, teacher, entrepreneur, we construct rigid identities that hinder our ability to adapt. Young professionals now expect 17 different jobs across 5 industries during their careers. With job changes becoming the norm, we must rethink our obsession with career identity. Peter Drucker's parable of 3 stonecutters illustrates this. The first, simply making a living, the second, focused on being the best stonecutter, and the third, building a cathedral with visionary purpose. In today's economy, the first stonecutter may adapt well because his identity isn't tied to specific work. The third stonecutter, driven by purpose to bring people together, has the strongest position. The second stonecutter, entirely defined by his specific skills, faces the greatest danger in our changing world.
Industrial-era companies thrived through scalable efficiency, making products faster and cheaper. This model breaks in the digital era, where product life cycles have dramatically shortened. The Sony Walkman sold 385 million units over 30 years, while Apple's iPod reached similar sales in just 13 years before being disrupted by the iPhone. Companies that survive now must embrace scalable learning, continuously adapting to new opportunities. Netflix exemplifies this approach, evolving from DVD shipping to streaming to original content creation. In a slow-moving world, we relied on stocks of knowledge, information codified into curriculum, memorized and stored like inventory. But in today's fast-paced environment, information comes as continuous flows that we must learn to absorb in real time. We must abandon the industrial-era notion that we learn how to work and then apply that learning to a lifelong career. Instead, we need to work in order to learn, taking learning from our work as the primary benefit. The key insight? Rather than defining ourselves by job titles, we must inventory what we actually do, capabilities and skills applicable to many different types of work.
The future isn't simply dystopian technological unemployment or utopian AI leisure. Humans uniquely create, explore, and synthesize information to expand knowledge and can reflect on our learning process itself. This reflective capacity and common sense reasoning is what current AI lacks, despite massive investments. The most valuable skills involve using technology while providing the wisdom and judgment machines don't have. PwC's survey of 1,300 CEOs confirmed that problem-solving, leadership, creativity, innovation, and adaptability, not technical skills, are most valuable and hardest to find. Interestingly, the STEM earnings premium drops by more than 50% in the first decade of work, with 58% of STEM graduates leaving the field. Transdisciplinary skills prove valuable. Lawyers with philosophy backgrounds earn $110,000 annually versus $94,000 for pre-law majors. As computers become more human-like, social sciences and humanities grow increasingly important. As we shift from the third to fourth industrial revolution, leadership focus moves from extracting value through productivity to creating value through adaptation and learning. This demands leadership that inspires human potential rather than merely driving output. Vulnerability in leadership builds essential trust. Brené Brown calls it the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change, not weakness. Modern leaders must navigate like the Waze app, through real-time data flows in symbiotic relationship with their environment. They must become constant learners, following the three S: seek, filtering emerging data through trusted networks; sense, making meaning of information; and share, transferring knowledge through networks and teams. Google's Project Aristotle found psychological safety, the individual's perception of the consequences of taking interpersonal risk, was the primary determinant of team success. Only 3 in 10 employees feel their opinions are valued at work. Improving this could reduce turnover by 27%, safety incidents by 40%, and increase productivity by 12%. The adaptive organization prioritizes inputs, culture and capacity, over outputs, products and services. As products become increasingly transient, creating conditions for continuous value generation is essential. Every organization has a culture, either intentional or accidental. Intentional cultures are deliberately constructed by leaders with their teams, while accidental cultures emerge without direction and typically turn toxic. Building a thriving culture means both celebrating behaviors aligned with values and addressing those that aren't. Kodak exemplifies failure here. Despite inventing the digital camera in 1976, they couldn't shift from their film-based identity, falling from a $28 billion valuation to bankruptcy. The spill and fill approach of firing and hiring creates three major losses: employee morale, business momentum, and tacit knowledge. Instead, organizations must embed learning capacity into their culture. In our constantly changing world, your greatest asset isn't knowledge, it's your ability to learn, unlearn, and adapt. The adaptation advantage isn't about predicting the future, but creating conditions to thrive regardless of what comes. By anchoring your identity in purpose rather than occupation, embracing continuous learning, developing uniquely human skills, and fostering psychological safety, you transform disruption into a growth catalyst. The question isn't if you'll need to adapt, but whether you'll do so by design or disaster. Choose design. Your future self will thank you.